I want to get briefly back to third person limited and omniscient. I want to read a I want to read a section from the Stern book that shows the difference between first person and third person, so you get a sense for the feel. First, the first person. I just jammed clothes into the suitcase without looking. It was crazy. I was cramming in shirts I never wore and fistfuls of ties and dress handkerchiefs. I hated Jack. I hated Sis. I wanted to get out of that house as soon as possible. Scooper jammed his clothes in the suitcase without looking. He felt crazy. He crammed in shirts and he never wore and fistfuls of ties and dress handkerchiefs. He hated Jack. He hated Sis. He wanted to get out of the house as soon as possible. Can you feel the difference there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you experience? How would you express it?
Doing this, you can visualize him doing it because he's talking about what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when the other person talks about what he did,
mm-hmm.
it's like, but how would you know how he felt?
Right.
You know, you get a feeling
yeah.
with the one that's doing it.
Yeah, it's like somebody else is reporting on that guy's feelings. He might, like the auto statement, how does he know really what the guy's thinking? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we all have filters in our brains, so we think different than every other person.
Yeah.
I'd like to know why he's leaving so fast. I'd like to know what caused...
So which one did you relate to?
I think the second one.
The second one, the third person. Yeah, well that's... I mean, that provides the example right there. You're interested in the story. You want to know why. You're interested in the feeling of the person. And you can definitely, the immediacy of the feeling is so much more present in the first one. Yeah. In the third one, it almost seems like we're catching something in the middle. We're catching in the middle of something, and it's not important. We're trying to get to a later part of the story. That with the eye, it almost seemed, not that that piece could stand alone, but... you're capturing the feeling of anger or frustration, and so as a result, it has a little bit more of an independence to it as a piece, you know? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, now I'm wondering how could that, because that was first and third person, mm-hmm. could that ever be done in second person?
Sure, yeah. I'll read it in second person. You see what you feel.
Did he do it in second
person? He didn't do it in second person, but let's...
Because I'm thinking, like, your subconscious could be talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Would that then become second person?
I don't know. Let me read it and let's see how it sounds. You just jammed clothes in the suitcase without looking. It was crazy. You were cramming in shirts you never wore and fistfuls of ties and dress handkerchiefs. You hated Jack. You hated Sis. You wanted to get out of the house as soon as possible.
So somebody else was talking.
In that situation, no, you were. That's totally internal. And how is it different from I? That's the good question.
Well, it's like introspective. It's later on he can think about what he did, and his mind is saying, "This is what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You crammed the clothes. You did this. You did that." So it's rethinking.
It is. There's a past, a reobservation
okay.
of what you were doing. I mean that's tense too. I mean we were talking in past tense, so
right.
I think it's a little more meditative, I guess.
Yeah,
you've experienced it once already, and you're going back and recounting it.
Yeah, you're pulling yourself out of the moment.
Yes.
And looking at it from a different perspective, maybe.
Yeah, probably. A second perspective.
That's true.
Probably saying to yourself,
I'm just trying to get them in my
yeah.
head how you would...
There's a reason that it isn't used as much in first and third person, and it's very slippery. That's,
yeah,
you know,
right.
It's,
mm-hmm.
So,
does he delve into second person a lot?
He talks into second person only for a couple of pages. There was another example that it was interesting. If you think about the... I don't know how many people like the hard-boiled detective novel... You know, like that, but they sometimes talk in second person. He uses an example here.
DeMille?
Yeah,
DeMille
like, yeah. You go down the street, you smell the city. You can't stand the stench, the lies, the reek of corruption, but you have to. It's your job. You're
mm-hmm.
a cop. You know, like,
yeah.
It's, he describes it as another sort of second person is, in fact, a more egotistical form of the eye, actually, an intensification of the eye. The detective story eye. which is you, you know.
It brings a little mysteriousness to it.
Yes. Yeah.
So it does capture you because you're experiencing his thoughts in a, maybe a critical situation,
yeah.
A fearful situation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice too.